Hi, this is Peter Machlup. Do you have a luxury watch you no longer wear? If so, we would love to buy it from you. At Peter Machlup Fine Wristwatches, we've been buying pre-owned luxury watches from brands like Rolex and Patek Philippe for the past 33 years, and we pay top prices for them. You can trust us for a fair price and a stress-free experience. So if you have a luxury watch that you want to sell, visit peterbuysrolex.co.za. Because when it comes to luxury timepieces, we are the experts. peterbuysrolex.co.za.
Welcome back. The asset management industry is under pressure. That's as the JC recorded foreign outflows with 65 billion rand so far this year. This was largely due to downbeat investor sentiment and the relaxing of retirement funds' offshore allocations. And joining me now with more of the detail is Riscura's Glenn Silverman. Thank you so much for your time, Glenn. Of course, headlines all over the place talking about how foreign investors are dumping South African assets. Firstly, how long has this trend been going on and how alarming is it?
I think it is alarming. One would like to be attracting assets rather than losing assets at the end of the day. It's been going on for some period of time, a few years now.
Yeah.
And it's happening not only in our equity market, but in our bond market as well.
Yeah.
So we've seen this trend in a very globally competitive environment where you've got other opportunities, other places to go. People are choosing not to be in South Africa.
Yeah. And I mean, does it actually just pertain to foreign investors? Does it include domestic investors as well? And also, I just like on the regulatory changes when it comes to regulation 28, where now pension funds are allowed to have more of an offshore allocation. How much more room does this give domestic investors to actually also dump South African assets?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it is a combination very much of both local and international. Foreigners have pulled out of our markets, but locals have also been selling for two reasons.
Yeah.
Get some of the high net worth people maybe have emigrated or moved offshore, et cetera, et cetera. So we have selling there. And then from an institutional perspective, you mentioned Regulation 28. It controls pension funds and how much they can take overseas. There was a very large increase in the amount they could take overseas to 45%. And that has seen money flow out the country as well.
Yeah. That immigration that you're talking about when it pertains to high net worth individuals, is that physical immigration or an immigration of their assets or a combination of both?
I imagine it's a combination of the both.
Yeah. Quite interesting, you know, that it's also a combination of negative sentiment, but also regulatory changes. But now, isn't that a good thing? The regulatory changes or not?
It can be. I think the environment, the asset management industry was somewhat surprised by the speed, the size, the quantum of the amount that can be taken overseas. We've seen consistent relaxation of exchange control over time, and I think that's been a very good thing. Mm. But to go to 45% is almost half your assets. So it's a very, very big number. We support a lot of the upcoming black managers in the country.
Yeah.
They don't have the ability to run foreign assets. Many of them are local only. So this has been quite detrimental to them as well.
Yeah. Are there certain asset classes or maybe certain sectors within the equity market that are maybe more vulnerable to this asset dumping than others?
I'm not sure I would say that. I think it could be across the board. It doesn't really matter. There are times where the resource sector is in or out of favor.
Yeah.
And if it's out of favor, then it could be either foreigners or locals that would be selling, you know, those assets, etc. What it does mean, and the good news in all of it, is South African assets are very cheap.
Yes. And that's the thing, because I actually wanted to ask, are there asset classes or certain sectors in the equity market that are maybe it's glaringly obvious that they are cheap and they are valuable enough for people to actually go in, but investors are just ignoring them?
So I think sentiment is very poor in the country at this point in time, whether that's foreign or local. And as a consequence, it's been selling rather than buying. And as a consequence of that, things are cheap. So the property market is cheap. The bond market is cheap. Our equity market is cheap. And, you know, equity market is very cheap against two kind of key areas to look at. Other markets out there, certainly the developed market. I mean, the United States of America has had a big run this year, especially the tech sector. It's expensive, in my humble opinion. And against that, South Africa is cheap. And then even against South Africa's own history, it looks cheap as well. So that is the good news that comes out of, you know, things getting too cheap, is there are bargains to be had.
And that's the thing, Glenn, because a lot of the time we hear institutional investors like BlackRock saying that they see a huge amount of opportunity in emerging markets and that they're actually moving to be overweight on emerging markets. Does that include South Africa, or is it a case of they're looking at other emerging markets but not South Africa?
So I think it's twofold. When one looks at the world, there's quite a big divergence between where value is to be found and not. And Africa, South Africa, emerging markets, China, very, very cheap. So I think money is flowing to all of those areas. But even within emerging markets, we fight against our peers. We're all trying to attract money. And to the extent another country is more attractive, the money would flow there rather than to us. So emerging markets as an asset class, as a grouping, cheap across versus developed markets, substantially cheap. China, very cheap. Africa, very cheap. South Africa, very cheap. But within that, money flows to where the best opportunities are.
All right, let's get to the impact. We talk about all these challenges, regulatory challenges, but also negative sentiment. You have high net worth individuals leaving South Africa. What does that mean then for the local equity market, for the JSE, and also for asset managers?
It's an interesting thing because valuation is where we put our store. We think it's the most important single element. When you're buying things are cheap, you can actually have bad news and markets can go up. Just the absence of more bad news can certainly take markets higher. Mm. And obviously, to the extent there's a turnaround in sentiment, either local investors, foreign investors, or both decide this is attractive for whatever reason, load shedding goes away or better policies are put in place, we could actually see a very strong run in the market. And so that makes us quite excited. And it's not just us. Many of the asset managers that we speak to feel very similarly as well.
Yeah. All right. I hear you on the turnaround that better policies, if we can get an end to load shedding. But just looking at how things are right now, do you think that there's maybe still a little bit more room for pain?
I think there is a little bit more room for pain, and obviously we have a very important election next year.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things are on hold until then.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for giving us insights on that, Glenn. Appreciate it. That was investment strategist at Riscura, Glenn Silverman.